The spiritual journey is a beautiful one, but it is a long journey. I have to travel past the cities and towns of falsehood, back home to the light that I truly am. And to embark on this journey, I need spiritual resolve. I need determination. There are a few things that can help me. Whenever times get challenging, let me remember, why is it that I'm making this journey? Take a moment now and ask yourself, who is the real you that you are awakening to? How do you see yourself after you've traveled past all your challenges and illusions and barriers? Who is the real you beyond all of that? Take a moment to get clear about your vision. See yourself illuminating that light, that love, that joy. See yourself at the end of the journey. And remind yourself of this every day. Though there will be many times of joy along the journey, there will also be those passages where discouragement comes, distraction, where the storms of temptation, where challenging relationships emerge. One thing that can help me keep resolve amidst the storms is to not give in to the illusion that I have to think about the storms. Let me not be impressed by the storms. Let me not think, why is this happening? What is happening? But instead, let me anchor into that light of who I am. When I focus instead on kindling the awareness of my truth, when I focus instead on nurturing the soul and just let the storm pass, when I emerge my vision of who I truly am, my resolve increases. Thinking too much about the storm can weaken me and dishearten me. All I have to do is focus on my light. It's that simple. And very soon the journey will become once more illuminated with beauty. And I will find myself strengthened. I will find myself wiser having passed through the storm. But there's one more very important thing I need to keep my resolve. And that is to pay attention and stay present. There will be many signs and signals along the path. And if I'm not paying attention, if I'm distracted, I will miss those signs. Just like if I'm daydreaming while traveling on the highway. And getting lost requires that I make more effort. It requires a lot more energy. So if I stay present, then I will see the signs that point me in the direction of my light. And by following those signs and signals, I will stay energized, focused. Let me do these three things. Let me keep my vision. Let me pass through the storms, and let me stay present, so that I can reach my destination of pure light.